There's no need to remind anyone to breathe. We kind of feel all the breath of the air coming right into our bodies in this semi-chilly evening, as the sunset of Egypt is descending upon the land, and with us in it. So we docked here at Cana, and just a moment ago we visited the beautiful and magnificent temple of Dendera, dedicated to the goddess Hathor, the goddess of love and beauty and arts and compassion and healing as well. So feel yourself as you were just there a moment ago, walking through this very ancient temple and sanctuary and columns of magnificent ancient beauty. Imagine what it was like thousands of years ago when it was in its full glory, in its beauty of the paintings and the hieroglyphs, radiating in vibrant colors, illuminated by light and by its architecture and sacred geometry and design. Imagine what it was like to walk through these halls for the people who lived back then, reflecting back to them how magnificent their soul is, their bodies are, and their divine source. Feel the vibrations, the sacredness, and the love. Allow yourself again to open deeper, even more, to the source of all that is, that you are part of, that you are part of God. And there is no separation between you and all that is. It's simply your attention and intention that brings you back to that source any moment you want to be and want to feel it. But there is no separation. Spirit loves us so much. So much, and all it asks us is to love ourselves even more. Love ourselves even more everywhere we are, everywhere we walk, and see God in everyone and everything. The temple of Dendera, the temple of beauty, has a name. If we can all repeat it together, Nefer Neter Heb, beautiful God love. Nefer Neter Heb, beautiful God love. Nefer Neter Heb. How that resonates within us with these ancient words.
And as we continue connecting in with the goddess energy, divine feminine, mother, compassion, love. What is the one thing that all mothers wish to have their children do when they are with them. And that is to make their child laugh, because nothing greater brings the mother's heart such joy as when a child is smiling and laughing and in joy. And this is something that many of us lose as we get older. We tend to forget that joy is sacred and that each and every day should be filled with laughter, should be filled with joy. Even when things are not joyful, things are not funny. This is one of the tools that a light worker has to be able to find joy and make yourself laugh, because it brings peace, it brings healing, and it is contagious. And so we ask you to connect in with that inner child that you have that is ready to laugh, ready to smile, ready to make friends. It's so easy when you're a child. What's your favorite color? Blue. So is mine. Let's be friends. And yet as we get older, we tend to be more reserved. And so allow that connection with your inner child, reminding you each and every day is sacred. Each and every moment is precious. And each and every time you smile, laugh, you bring joy to others.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I'm going to make a statement now that I have given many times. And some of you will find it funny. But if you think about it, it's probably one of the most profound statements I could make about your relationship with the Creator. Here is the statement. If you were all dogs, then God would be a dog. And all the angels would go around smelling each other. Consensus reality is this. That because you are a human and you think like a human, and all of the emotions that you have are human, therefore the Creator must also be human or think like a human. And it doesn't. Love doesn't think. Love is. Compassion and kindness. You might think they have attitude. They don't. They have sacredness. Woe was about to learn something he didn't expect. The most controversial thing that has been taught, second to the one he heard yesterday. You can tell that the lessons are getting stronger and deeper and harder to assimilate. Woe is like so many other light workers, except these things in this parable, in this series, are being given almost daily. But I will tell you that to a regular light worker who starts at the bottom like Woe did, without any knowledge at all, with discovery of self, this often takes years. It takes years because it is so different from the consensus reality that a human being learns. Woe again went to that place where he knew those were there who seemed to be walking with the sand receding from them, and he was starting to understand the differences between the consciousness of those and the consciousness of his family, of his friends, of his whole life, of his reality. Woe is reframing everything he has learned. And the last lesson was the most difficult, when he learned that his soul was sacred and had no beginning and no end, because his soul was part of the creative source. And that meant that he was part of the creative source. And he was asked to love himself as he loves God. That's unconditional. That's not ego. Compassion with self is part of the learning and the discovery of self. But today, he would be faced with an idea, with a truth, where he would have to rewrite everything he had ever been told about the rules of God. There he was, the teacher, Yusha. And Wo said hello, and Yusha said hello, and now they were doing more. They were hugging. So good to see you, Wo. Thank you for coming back, Wo. Are you ready for the next lesson? And Wo, of course, said, yes, that is why I come back, and that's why I'm here. Yusha was silent for a moment, and he said, this lesson, Wo, will create doubt in you if I'm right or wrong. Because you see, you are a product of everything you've been taught, Wo, and how you think about God has come from your parents, your religious teachers, your friends, those you trust, those you love. I'm about to tell you something that is different from anything you've ever been taught by those who you respect and love. And you're going to have to understand that they did their best and they taught you what they knew. So it's not a violation if you decide not to believe what they told you. It's not a betrayal of them or their truth if you decide that there's a grander truth that they never knew, but they did their best. And here is what I want to tell you. God does not think like a human. God does not have consciousness as you think of it. There are no rules that are human-like with God. The creative source of all that is does not have a consciousness that reflects that which is on this planet. And what is on this planet is a human being with free choice that has been given the choice between light and dark so that the human being can choose. That does not reflect with God. Listen, Wo, to this. There is no punishment. There is no weighing of good deeds when it comes to the creative source. God is love. God is not rules. The idea of punishment, good, bad, sin, torture, devil, all of those things in the afterlife come from humanity, not from God. And here's where you have to use spiritual logic, something that is never used. Every spiritual system on your planet, every single one, has a system in place when you die. And that system either has you come back to relearn things until you get it right, or worse, a system where you go and you're judged. And if you do not come up to that which is the judgment, you go to a horrible place where you are tortured every single day and burned alive on a regular basis. And that is what your scripture tells you. Does it make sense? The Adam and Eve story, where the humans are put on the planet and they're fresh and new and they're given rules. And right away they test it and violate the rule. And so you're given free choice and immediately judged on it. Does that make sense? What is free choice if you are immediately judged on it? Your children are fresh and they're new and they test you, don't they? Do they always obey you? No. Because they're fresh and they are testing the envelope, if you wish, of their parents' rules. It's common. Would you then take a child who has done something you told them not to and say, that's it, we're banishing you from the house, and if you're not good, we'll catch you and burn you alive? How is that for love? And if you wouldn't do that to your children, do you think God would do that to you? Whoa, God is love, not torture. I'll give you something else to think about, whoa. If you ask a priest, a pastor, or any of those in your land who you respect, how is it that God will take those and say, if you've heard of certain prophet, then you will be saved and you will go to that good place, but if you haven't heard of them, then you will go to the horrible place where you'll be tortured? And that means that millions who never got a chance to hear about the prophet will then be tortured. Even children, according to your scripture, will be then tortured and after death. Does that even make sense? And if you ask them, here's what they'll tell you. That's scripture, and we believe it, and God works in mysterious ways. Let me tell you something, whoa. God does not work in mysterious ways. God works with love and compassion and kindness. And if you choose evil on this planet, and there's plenty of it, it's generated by humans, not some entity with horns. And a human and groups of humans can generate evil and darkness. That's the free choice. And no matter how dark they are, when they go to the place after their life, they go to a majestic soul that's just like yours. If you've ever seen some of the old scriptures, there's the story of the prodigal son. You should study it, for that is the truth. And that was given to them to put in scripture. One brother does everything wrong, one does everything right. And at the end, they come home to their father, the metaphor of going to the other side of the veil. And they both get the same party. That's how it works. That's love. That's God. So rewrite the ideas that there are rules of behavior or rules that have to be followed that require you to climb steps and count beads or any of the other things to gain the favor of God. You are a piece of God, and you learned that yesterday, and that means you are a piece of love. And Woe was so confused, and he says, well, there has to be some kind of idea how to behave. And Yusha said, I've now told you twice. Listen to it again. Here are your instructions. Love God with all your heart, all your mind, awake and asleep. And if you do that, these things will be added unto you, and you will have better intuition, and love will be your partner, because God is your partner. God is not in the sky, and you are here. God is with you every moment. Remember, woe, God knows your name. If you awaken to these things, the decisions you will make will be more compassionate and kind and loving. That's because there's more and more light shining on this planet, woe, and you're beginning to see it, and now you know why. Woe left that place with questions. How could that be? How could it be that if somebody does something wrong, there's no punishment? And he remembers something else that Yusha said, that there's punishment itself when you choose the darkness. This punishment is of the reality that is dark, where you don't control your life and you catch diseases and you attract other evil things. And that's the punishment. It happens while you're here, not later. Yusha told him there's much more. He doesn't know much about it, but he doesn't know how much he can absorb. But Wo goes away for a time and thinks about it all. And this is where Wo does something, on his own, without Yusha telling him. He starts to meditate and pray on his own and ask the questions, "Dear God, if these things are true, give me the intuition of a nod, of yes, a no. Give me the chills of understanding, or the love wash to say yes or no." Wo is starting to have God as his partner, to ask for the things he needs for belief, and he starts to get them. There's nothing like it, dear ones, where you start in your own silence and meditation to say, "Dear Spirit, dear Creator, show me what I should know and guide me by the light." It's a good story, and it even gets better. Wo will be back, and so it is.